With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday. 713-572-4610 is the phone number. We'll get to headlines in about 20 minutes or so. Joined right now by our Odyssey NFL insider, Ross Tucker. Insider calls brought to you by Driveway.com. Looking for a car? Go to Driveway.com where you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, and get it delivered. We got a text to the show, Ross, from 5946 on the trailer wheel and frame text page. Ask Ross Tucker about running 2.5 miles to LAX with luggage after Sunday night's game through rough neighborhoods and underpasses. Did we almost lose Ross Tucker this weekend?
Well, first of all, I know we've talked about this before, but now every time I come on the show, Sean, and I hear your voice, it just makes me laugh.
Okay. Hey. We'll circle back to LAX in a second, Ross. But can I just tell you, and I know I texted this to you, but just to bring it on the air, that I ran into some listeners at a bar that my wife and I go to every weekend this weekend, and they had heard that you compared me to a plumber, that I sound like a kid, but I look like a plumber. This listener was an actual plumber who was a dashingly handsome young person, so I think he might have taken umbrage with your plumber stereotype.
Well, it just, I mean, you got to do more things. I know you already do, but everybody listening has got to meet Sean at some point, or at least look up pictures of him, because the voice does not go with the face.
Thank you.
I mean, here's how. Okay, if you've never seen Sean, just go to the store and pick up some Mr. Clean.
Yeah.
All right. That's all right. See, so now you're just getting into like the easy, oh, Houston, we have a problem. You know what? Calling Sean Mr. Clean or Uncle Fester is the equivalent of saying, Houston, we have a problem. Like, you're just taking the lowest of low hanging fruit and, using it as a put down. It's to which, I always reject those. You're not allowed to go there.
You know what's funny about that, Seth? That's how I feel when people say to me, oh, yeah, that makes sense. You got a face for radio.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
I'll be like, you know what? You know what, John? That's probably the 153rd time someone said that to me. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad you still think it's funny. Like, I'm glad that was funny to you. I mean, but anyway, so you guys got to hear this story.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I called the game Sunday night. Great game. Chargers and Chiefs, those teams are playing, I think it's fair to say, a different sport than the Houston Texans play. Watching that game Sunday night, not that I'm trying to hit the Texans with strays here, but it's just true. Game ends at, I don't know, like 8:25 Pacific. We're off the air at 8:40. My flight's at 10:15. LAX is 2.5 miles from SoFi. Get in the car with my boss, Howie Denneroff, Westwood One, with my play-by-play guy, Tom McCarthy. We get out of the parking lot, turn left on this road, and did not move for 30 minutes.
Wow.
Sir, I don't know what happened. I don't know what was going on. But it's one of those weird things in life where we kept thinking, well, it'll open up in 30 seconds. Like, you know, like, you just keep thinking, well, and I am not a passive person. I am not the type of person that allows things to happen to me. I try to take control of situations. So I hop out of the car, and I'm like, I don't know how much longer this is going to go. I can't take it. And I know we got to go like three lights up to make a right on Century Boulevard. And when you go on Century Boulevard, it takes you straight to LAX. So I, in my strategy was the further away I get from the congestion, the easier it'll be for me to get an Uber. It's downtown Los Angeles. Like, get an Uber and get hop in the Uber and get to LAX and catch my flight. Well, I started running. I had my roller board. I'm wearing a button down and slacks. I have like dress shoes on. I got my roller board and I got my computer bag on top of the roller. People are laughing at me. They're in front of their houses and they're like, look at this guy. I can't say some of the words they were calling me as I'm running past them in like Inglewood, California, running past them to get on this Century Boulevard. And then I get on Century Boulevard. I keep hitting the Uber guys. It won't connect me. I cannot get an Uber. I don't know if there's that many people after the game trying to get them. So I would keep running. I would keep Ubering, keep running, keep Ubering. I finally decided to try to hitchhike, and that didn't go over very well. Also, probably not highly recommended in downtown Los Angeles.
People still hitchhike?
I don't think they do, but I was about to. I was desperate. I don't like missing. And here's the thing. I don't like missing flights.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever have before. But also, like, I have so much stuff to do back in Pennsylvania on a Monday morning. Like, I can't. I got to get back. So kept trying to hitchhike. People would laugh, say, sorry, man, no. I had, like, these girls, they were like, no, can't do it. Like, they don't know who I am, right? And by the way, would you ever pick up a hitchhiker that's at 6'5", 250, running down the street with, like, his luggage? Like,
in travel gear, like, yeah. Looks like you're running away from an embezzlement charge.
To make a long story short,
yeah.
Did I go under underpasses where there were a lot of people that was their domicile? That's where they resided? Yes, I did.
Yes.
I thought there was a couple times I might die, but it was okay.
Don't they have – do they not have the bicycle taxis?
No.
Don't have the bike cabs there? Yeah. Pedicabs, yeah.
I probably ran a mile and a half. Guys, I haven't been this sore since I played football. Dude. I never run, but to run on a hard surface with dress shoes, my knees, my butt, my hips. The end of the story is my boss ended up finally getting out of the traffic. He picked me up on the side of the road at a McDonald's. My boss.
So you basically got in a workout.
The same car. I am drenched in sweat in my dress shirt. I get back in the car with my head between my legs. I have to call. It's 10 o'clock now. I'm going to miss the flight.
Yeah.
I have to call, and I get on an 11:15 flight that ends up being delayed an hour. So we left it like – so I end up having like an hour and a half to just hang out in the airport then. And it's my terrible, terrible story. And thank you for bringing it up.
Ross, I've got a friend who's like had a remarkable transformation in life. He used to be super type A, hard driving, just maniacal about stuff. And now he's almost the complete opposite. And he didn't do it by, you know, smoking a bunch of weed or like getting into Eastern philosophy or anything. He just said he started looking at things like missing flights or having to reschedule his stuff. He just looked at that as a tax to pay on a stress-free life. And like it's remarkable what it's changed for him. So he just doesn't, if he's going to have to exert himself to that degree to make a flight, he just says like, I'll pay the tax. That's just, that's what happens. I'll figure it out tomorrow. And he's very happy. I feel like you might need to undergo that transformation.
Well, what I do need to realize is, especially in that instance, getting on the 11:15 an hour later is not that big a difference.
Yeah.
Although I had trouble getting out there, guys. My flight was delayed like 2 hours getting out there, so I had to switch to another one, and I had a middle seat for 6 hours
from
Newark to Los Angeles.
I'm
a big human being.
Yeah.
So that really sucks.
My 10:15 was JetBlue, and I was going to be in like the extra leg room on the aisle. So I had to switch to Alaska Airlines again, and I had to be in the middle seat again. Another 6 hours, red eye. And it's just, I just didn't want that. So I think you're right, Seth. In that instance, when there is another flight that I can probably get on an hour later, yeah. I need to just say to myself, well, this sucks, but I'll be fine.
Plus, if you do work or sleep on the flight, honestly, for a guy your size, like there, you can justify the business expense that it is to actually have a comfortable seat where you can get work done. You know what it's like. You know what it's like trying to text or do work on your Google Docs on your phone while you're also trying to be polite with the two normal sized humans next to you. And God help you if you get another big guy next to you. It's really tough in that middle seat.
Well, you know what's so funny too? Anytime I'm in the aisle or window and there's a big guy that is in the middle seat, I look at him and I'll be like, really, dude? Like, really? And I was that guy this time.
Yep. Yeah.
I was that guy. Like, I was the middle guy that had, like, I was the guy in the middle seat.
All right, Ross, so let's get your take on a couple of things here. We've done a good travel segment. The Texans, Lovie Smith seems to have left the door open to a change at quarterback. If Davis Mills is one of the worst quarterbacks in the league, is the right thing to do to swap him out right now to try to win a couple of games, or is the right thing to do to leave him in so you can go get Bryce Young after the season's over?
That's an interesting question. Because of the quarterback situation and because they have two high picks, I feel like they're going to be able to get a quarterback. And I am sort of intrigued to see what the offense would look like and what the offensive coordinator would look like if somebody else was at quarterback. So I think I wanted a large enough sample size to know what Davis Mills is. And I think we have that now. Now, I will say, like, you never know, right? Like, maybe he could switch every once in a while. Like, you know, you never know when a team's going to turn the corner. Like, you never know when a team or a player is going to click for them and they start really playing well. I guess what you have to ask yourself is, like, do you even want Davis Mills to play pretty well down the stretch? Like, do you even want to, like, be talked into, hey, maybe this is the guy? You probably don't.
No.
So I kind of want to see, like, Kyle Allen in there. And is it the exact same? Like, is the team still this bad? Or is the team better? And then you think, okay, well, maybe the offensive coordinator is not doing that bad of a job. Maybe it really was primarily Davis Mills. I mean, it just – what it does is, like any other scientific experiment, if you only change one variable, it allows you to have a better feel for the other elements in play.
What about Zach Wilson?
What about him?
Like, okay, you mentioned Zach Wilson. People want Zach Wilson to be benched, but I'm looking at Mike White and Joe Flacco. I don't know, like, where are the Jets right now and what are their choices or options? Because I get and understand how Zach Wilson might not be the guy, but I don't know how Joe Flacco comes in and has a miracle run.
Well, I think that's an interesting one, Seth. And you could probably speak to this maybe more than me, but, you know, Zach Wilson's not giving them a chance to win these games. Mm-hmm. The defense allowed 3 points. If Joe Flacco started both Patriots games, the Jets win both of them. I mean, they've lost 14 in a row to them. If Flacco started either one of them, they win. If Flacco started both, they win both, and they're in the playoffs. I think Saleh's in a tough spot, where he wants Zach Wilson to be the guy and he wants to support him and whatever, and he wants him to get more experience and get to the other side of this thing and start to improve. But he's also trying to establish a culture and trust with the rest of the team and the leaders on the team. And I just think he's in a really tough spot because they know that not only is this guy not giving them the best chance to win, but now after the game, he's saying that, you know, he doesn't feel bad. Doesn't feel like they let down the defense. Like, how could you possibly say that?
Ross Tucker, our Odyssey NFL insider, joining us, brought to you by Driveway.com. Ross, where are they sending you this weekend? I feel like Thanksgiving weekend is probably a big travel weekend for you.
Oh, yeah. It's I've been calling it November-geddon because I've had at least two games every week, and at least one's been on the West Coast. So, like, when I did the Texans Eagles, and I flew out and did San Diego State against UNLV. So this week I'll be flying to Dallas tomorrow for Giants Cowboys on Thanksgiving for Westwood One, and Friday morning first flight Dallas to San Diego, Air Force San Diego State.
Ooh.
On Saturday night, and then it's gonna be really tight for me to make the red eye back to Philly. So, but it's too far to run. It's too far to try to run. So if I can't get there in the car, I'm not gonna get there Saturday night.
Dude.
But there's no other flight. If I don't get the 10:25, I gotta wait till the morning flight.
You're stuck.
And I don't wanna do the tax. I wanna try to sleep on the plane, on the red eye, and get back to Pennsylvania. I don't want to be, because the West Coast, that, you know, like, then I have a 6 o'clock flight. I land at like 3 p.m. Like, it ruins the whole day.
Yeah, that's a killer. I feel like Dallas is, for you, the press box cuisine aficionado, the Dallas is like Mecca for you. Is Dallas really good?
It's probably number one. It was very impressive last year for Thanksgiving, yes. You know, SoFi was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday night, really good. Huli Huli chicken and Hawaiian barbecue pork ribs. Obviously, Houston, I thought, was pretty impressive when I was out there. But Dallas does not mess around. I think they know I'm coming. You don't know how big of a, you know, how much of a deal they make about that or not. I know it's important to some of these people, but we'll see.
Ross Tucker, our Odyssey NFL insider, brought to you by Driveway.com. Go to Driveway.com today to shop more than 25,000 new and used cars and Driveway's nationwide inventory. Ross, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. We'll catch up next week.
Sounds great to you guys.
All right, see ya. Ross Tucker joining us here on the show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.